This is TWiT.
Our technological obsession and social media, is it really social in that way?
It's become mob. And it's become mob behavior. And to that extent, again, I'm very concerned about it. And, you know, when you look at historical moments where there's not been a lot of good connection amongst people, close, connected, empathic, you know, attuned connection, you kind of see the emergence of mobs.
Yeah.
And now we have this mechanism for the mob to act out.
Twitter is a mob.
It's a mob, and it has to have blood. Once they decide that something is a problem, the truth is not an issue, and they have to have a consequence on the focus of their fury. Somebody's got to lose a job. Something's got to happen to that person whom they've decided is the object of their fury. And the truth, there's a great book called Trust Me, I'm Lying by Holiday. And he talks about this phenomenon in great detail and very clearly that it's this swelling of mob feeling that really drives traffic on particular places like Twitter.
We've actually had Ryan on this show talking about it's the confessions of a media manipulator, as you may remember. And he was he was a controversial guest. I think he was saying things a lot of people didn't want to hear, and I think you just said the same thing.
I'm not passing judgment. I'm saying something's good or bad. I'm just saying this guy was an astute. I spent a lot of time frustrated and upset about Twitter. Like, what the hell's going on here? Why do these people say these lies and then they perpetuate and then there's nothing you can do about it? And then he articulates how that works. And now he gets a little sinister with how to manipulate it himself. But it's certainly a explanation for how the mob operates on Twitter and how traditional media picks it up as fact.
Boy, that is the best description I've ever heard. We have been struggling with trolls, and it feels like it's nowadays a woman on Twitter or a woman in public, a woman anywhere is at more risk than ever before. And I've been really struggling with what is going on, and I think you just articulated it.
Yeah, I think it's the lack of empathy, so we don't have good empathic attunement, and then it's gratifying to be part of a mob. It's very satisfying to join a group and focus on one and get our bloodlust out that way, our anger, our frustrations.
I've had that experience when I was in college. It was during the Vietnam War, and I've been in large protests and remember doing things I would have never done as an individual because it was in a mob. And it is a different experience. You become part of a larger organism that doesn't have the empathy or the moral direction. And you're right, wants blood and will not be satisfied till it gets it.
That's right. And it's been written about and written about and written about. There's that one series, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. Mm-hmm. There's the people around the French Revolution wrote a lot about mobs. They had the opportunity to see them. They saw them, and they pretty much got it. They pretty much
You've been in it, it's terrifying, and you do. You immediately get, wow, that was not good.
Well, it's terrifying, but it's also gratifying. I mean, we've all had the experience of being in a football stadium and being part of a mob. It's really something very satisfying. We're wired up for it. But, again, I think – it can go bad, right? But I think in particular historical moments, it's prone to going bad. I think we're in one of those moments, and then we have this electronic way of acting it out.
Because we're disassociated and...
We're not connected. Yeah, we're not connected the way we need to be healthy.
What's your prescription?
My prescription is... I'm writing a book about it, actually. I've turned it into the editor. I hope they'll put it out soon. It's about learning to sit down and be close. And build a structured closeness that allows for you to experience yourself as there's a famous book that we use in the addiction world called A New Pair of Glasses.
And I love it. That is a wonderful book.
Yeah. How you are experienced by others very much affects your brain. You know, brains build brains. And it's not a cognitive experience. It's an experiential, emotional, shared phenomenon. And, you know, we've gone through a cognitive revolution where everything was about language and cognition. And it was all good. It was all real. But it was – that's on the fringes. It's on the surface. The deeper experiences are where we need to focus our attention now. And that's all interpersonal. And it needs our attention.